This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Remember all those years ago when cable took off, along with CNN and HBO? Suddenly we saw channels we never thought could make it, devoted solely to food or the weather or...
These are our graduated crescent dangle earrings, all done in 14-karat yellow gold. They're QVC priced at $86.50. They are brand new.
Cable TV opened the doors to all those channels by opening bandwidth. But now, with HDTV, the internet, and even phone service all jammed into that same cable wire, bandwidth is a limited commodity again. Soon, though, it may not matter, because video on demand, or VOD, doesn't use the same bandwidth as regular cable. Instead, video is stored on a computer server. All you have to do is use your remote control to navigate through a few menus and pick out what you want. Nowadays, people usually use it to pick up special events, movies, or shows that they missed on HBO. But wait, VOD may soon be the door through which all new channels must pass. Alex Goldmark has more.
What is this?
You can barely even defeat a pathetic little Zoonoid.
Oh, no, not another one.
Have to do with this?
Rabbi Joseph Potasnik hosts Faith to Faith.
The rabbis want what those Zoonoids have, a cable channel, and they plan to follow the path of the anime network's Zoonoids in getting one.
You're watching Shalom TV, celebrating Jewish culture.
It took him over 2 years of planning, schmoozing, and compromising before Rabbi Mark Golub could launch what he calls the nation's first Jewish-focused TV channel earlier this month.
There's no place on American television where if you're a young family and you have children, you can set a child down in front of a television to see lovely Jewish programming for children.
Now for the kids, there's Mr. Bookstein's Store. And for the grown-ups, a dating show, movies, news, the whole gamut of a typical cable channel, just Jewish-themed. And like any niche channel, Rabbi Golub thinks his programming will fill a void and build a loyal audience of, say, 200,000 homes. Now, that's small for a national cable channel, but big enough to make a profit. The problem is convincing the cable companies.
In a typical Catch-22, you can't get ratings about how great your channel is until you're carried a bunch of places.
Industry analyst Josh Burnoff of Forrester Research.
So they basically have to come in and say, look, you know, we've determined that 18% of consumers in your area are interested in horses. So the horse channel really ought to be on the air in your area. And that's not a theoretical example. There is a channel called the Horse Channel.
Beloved farm animals aside, he says almost nobody is launching new channels right now.
There's a pretty strong desire not to use up channel space for anything that's not essential.
But if channel space is irrelevant, there's plenty of room for experimenting with new channels. Enter Video On Demand, or VOD.
Last year, our Comcast customers alone watched 700 million hours of television in a way that didn't even exist 3 years ago.
Paige Thompson is vice president of video services at Comcast, and he is thrilled about the new way to watch TV. True, there isn't even a proven ad model yet, and at this point, there isn't much original content available.
But with on-demand, somebody who has a great idea or who can reach a small niche audience now suddenly has a distribution vehicle.
So far, the loudest launch on that new vehicle is the WWE Pro Wrestling Channel. Now, pro wrestling's been on TV for decades, and sometimes pay-per-view might seem like the wrestling channel. But this is the first time they've had their own network, for now on VOD. WWE's Executive Vice President, Tom Barreca.
We are much more mass market, I think, than you'll see a lot of the sort of sliver services that are out there. We're broad and we're deep. Everybody you meet, even the NPR listeners, has a wrestling story.
And he's banking on that nostalgia to bring in the business. For $7.99 a month, you'll see an ever-changing 20 hours of past fights. Like the classic for any fan old enough to rent a car without parental permission.
Oh, slam! Andre picked him up with ease!
Ah, yes. Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
Right in that lower lumbar region, that kidney area, that's already been damaged.
If Hulk and his cohorts can prove they can consistently draw an audience, then maybe, just maybe, Comcast will cede them the bandwidth they crave.
This is sort of like the minor leagues of television channels.
Again, analyst Josh Burnoff.
So you get yourself in video on demand, and then you just see if you can get people to have a look at it. And if you can become successful as a video on demand channel, then you can try and take your place among the broadcast channels, the hundreds of broadcast channels that are already out there.
That's exactly what the Anime Network did with its video archive of Zolanoids and other Japanese favorites. And that's what Shalom TV, the Jewish channel, is trying to do, only it wants to be the first to produce a whole new lineup for video on demand, not just reused archives.
They said to us, Shalom TV, Jewish programming, we don't have space for you.
Rabbi Mark Golub.
But you know, the idea you're pitching us sounds so interesting. We will put you up on our server, and let's see.
Now they're testing the subscription model at $7.99 a month for 50 regularly updated hours of TV.
We're entering a world where anyone who can pull together an audience of 100,000 people will be able to get on television.
Josh Burnoff of Forrester Research.
It's just that instead of being famous for 15 minutes, they'll have their 15 megabytes of space on the cable company's server, and then they have to go out and actually reach that audience.
Right now, video on demand might be that place you get movies from when you're too lazy to go to Blockbuster or while you're waiting for your next Netflix. But pretty soon, when you hear VOD, you might think of it as where all your new favorite channels got their start. For On the Media, I'm Alex Goldmark in New York.